Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, it's Kevin Begley, and on Wednesdays in The Feed, we talk all things TV, streaming, movies, movie theaters with our friend Nick Johnston. He's a film editor and writer at Vinyland.com. So, Nick, big week. There's a lot of releases this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty crazy because we've gone from going back to the 1920s and the glorious days of silent film and, you know, just emerging into talking and all that business in the world of the cinema to the hot-button, hyped-up era of the 1980s again. And by that, I mean, of course, that Stranger Things Season 4 is coming out on Friday.
Right.
Yep. So if you are not one of the unlucky people to go out and buy that Monopoly set that apparently spoiled everything in Season 4, Part 1, I guess, then you have a lot to look forward to if you're a big fan of 80s-style sci-fi adventures with rapidly aging child actors.
I didn't hear that. That's funny. The Monopoly game ruined like all the spoilers?
Oh, yeah. Somebody bought it just bought it from a Walmart. Paid for it fair and square, and all the answers were on all the spoilers were in the little cards for the game and stuff like that.
Oh, that's really funny. All right, so what do we got next, Nick?
Well, we've got the wonderful misadventures of Bob Berger and family, and I believe they're actually the Belchers, so I'll go ahead and just cut that joke down. In the Bob's Burgers movie, which features H. John Benjamin and everyone's favorite cast of voice actors heading to the big screen for a big-time, full-ticket-price adventure.
Right. People are crazy for this show, and this is the first time it's been on the big screen, right?
Yep, absolutely. It's been going on for 10-plus years almost now. I mean, I remember when that first premiered back in, I think, 2011 or 2010.
Yeah.
And it became a phenomenon, almost overnight. And this one's been in a weird stasis mode. I mean, everything has been with the pandemic, but this has been kicked about the schedule for about 4 years now, and it's pretty cool that it's actually getting coming out, you know? So if you're a big fan of burger-based puns, I highly recommend you go to this movie on an empty stomach.
Right. Very good.
And finally, the thing I was alluding to at the beginning before talking about Stranger Things is the return of Tom Cruise to the role that pretty much cemented him as an icon. I mean, aside from being, you know, I mean, everyone talks about Risky Business or whatever, but Top Gun right. is really where it's at. So Top Gun Maverick hits theaters this Friday, and I was lucky enough to catch a press screening of it on Monday night. I have to say, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
really good.
It's getting great reviews. Now, I have a question. I feel like the trailer has a lot of Tom Cruise in it. Is it still a lot of Tom in the movie?
Oh, yeah. No, you don't have to worry about it. It's not a Miles Teller show by any means. It's Tom Cruise's show.
Right.
But, you know, even what's great about this one, too, it really pays a lot of tribute to the legacy of Tony Scott, the master filmmaker who passed away last decade. And I have to say, you can just feel Tony smiling down from heaven, like looking at this movie, because the action is phenomenal. The movie's gorgeously shot. There's just really impressive camera tech they're using. You feel like you're actually in the middle of these action sequences with the way they filmed everything.
It's good to have a movie again that this feels like one that you have to see on the big screen, which I feel like hasn't really happened in a couple of years.
Oh, 100%. I'll tell you, if you want a free back massage, I highly recommend you go see this in your Dolby Cinema, because boy, your seats will be vibrating. So yeah.
Yeah, I remember I remember with the first original movie when they first came out with like surround sound in your house, they used to always have the DVD like in the store, so they would use the opening scene to hear what the surround sound sounded like.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's nothing better than hearing Kenny Loggins Danger Zone
right.
mastered for 5.1.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we got some great stuff this week, Nick.
Oh yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to be catching Top Gun again with my dad and the Memorial Day crowds this weekend. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he thinks of it.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to try to get to the theater this weekend, too, because I loved the original, so I can't wait to see this one. All right, Nick Johnston, film editor and writer at Vinyland.com. You can check him out there. Thanks again, Nick. Have a great long weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely, man. See you then.